We're doing Mein Yaakov, we're up to page Tzadi Gimel in the standard editions, which is Daf Nun Ches in the Talmud. And the Talmud had been discussing the blessings that we make over sightings. When you see something unusual, you make a blessing. And now the Talmud tells us the following story. Rav Papa v'Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yoshua, the two sages, Rav Papa and Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yoshua, havuka azle b'yurcha. They were traveling on the road, pagube b'Rabbi Chanina b'reid Rav Ika. They met up with Rabbi Chanina, the son of Rav Ika. Amar lehu, so Rabbi Chanina got so excited that he met these two rabbis, he said to them, b'hadei d'chazinach, when I see you guys, Barchina Nalach Taute, I make two blessings over the fact that I see you. When I see you, I make two blessings. One, Baruch Shechalak Mechochmato Li Reav. Blessed is the one who gave of his wisdom to those that fear him. And that is a blessing that's quoted in Halacha. There are people who make that blessing over Rav Ovadia. There are people who made that blessing over Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal. There are people who made that blessing over Rav Kook Zatzal. I think they say Rav Kook made that blessing on Rav Margolios Zatzal. There were giants in Jewish history. You know who Rav Margolios was? Rav Reuven Margolios came to Israel, and they saw he was a super genius in Torah, so they appointed him librarian of the Sifriya Lumit, which basically, that was the only kolo that existed in that time. One librarian, he was in charge of the library, and he'd sit and learn all the books all day. So they once were wondering, where is the first place that the term Nama de Kisufa shows up? So they went and they asked him. So they say the conversation went as follows. He sat down and he did this. He said, well, in the Babylonian Talmud, it doesn't appear. In the Jerusalem Talmud, it doesn't appear. In the Medrash Tanchuma, it doesn't appear. In the Medrash Rabbah, it doesn't appear. In the Zohar, and then, you know, he's going book by book, and until he finally says, okay, this is where this is the first place it appears. So that's the type of super genius Rav Reuven Margolios was. He wrote books where sometimes he writes a concept, Tefillin of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. And then he says, and where does this concept come from? And then you have 3 pages of sources, just sources. He's quoting sources before Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Where do we find the source for this idea? So he was a super genius. So they say that people made a blessing when they'd see him. They'd make a blessing. They say about the Maril Diskin that when he'd look at things, he had a special vision. He'd capture things in a moment with his vision. So he walked down the streets with the students, and they asked him, Rebbe, when you look at that tree, could you see in 1 second how many leaves are on the tree? So he said, yes. And he told them a number. So they said, well, how do we know you're right? So he said, I'll tell you what. I'll turn around, and you pick off as many as you want, and then I'll turn back, and you'll ask me how many leaves I see on the tree, and I'll tell you, and you'll see if I was right or wrong. So what do you think? The students did it, and he was right. That there are people who are just created differently. They're given certain blessings. I heard the story from Rav Pesin Zatzal, and when he quoted the story to me, so he said in his modesty, makes one feel like a worm. As he got ill, so he had trouble seeing. So they went to the eye doctor. And the eye doctor worked long and hard, and finally he pulled his wife aside and he said to her, look, your husband, when he learns, he reads a page at a time. And right now all he could read is a word at a time, so you have to understand his frustrations. Now he has to read word by word, the way you and I read. That's his problem. We had a person in his class who wanted his opinion on a book of higher mathematics. So he brought it to him. And he was very learned, Rav Pesin. And he said, interesting book. He started leaping through the book. So the guy was a little bit taken aback. He said, Rebbe, don't you want to take the book and look it over? So he said, that's exactly what I'm doing. So the guy didn't believe that he really knew it. So he asked him, Sir Pesan said, you want this? There was a similar story with the Ritvaz. The Ritvaz wrote a commentary on the Jerusalem Talmud. And he brought the commentary to the Aderet, Rav Tu'umim, Rav Elio David Rabinowitz Tu'umim. And he asked him to give him a letter of approbation. So he said, well, let me see what you wrote. And he started leafing through the work. Now the Ritvaz worked for years writing this commentary on the Jerusalem Talmud. And he sees the Aderet leafing page by page by page. And he says, don't you want to sit down and learn it? So he said, I am learning it. So he said, what do you mean? You're going to give me a letter based on just leafing through it? So the Aderet said, test me. And then the Aderet said, okay, you don't want to test me? So let me tell you my comments. Well, on page 3 or 4, you learned up the Gemara this way. And then when you hit page 65, because you learned it that way over there, you interpreted it this way. Well, you know what? On page 3, I would interpret it differently. And then on page 65, it would work out differently for you too. And then he started showing him back and forth in this book that he was leaping through, that he knew it. So the Ritvaz turned white. And that Aderet saw that he was shocked. So that Aderet said to him, don't be so impressed. If you really want to see a genius, you have to see my son-in-law. You know who his son-in-law was? Rav Kook. Rav Kook was his son-in-law. And when I heard these stories, I didn't believe him. I'm a skeptic. I never saw someone leaping through books. But then once I wrote a lengthy letter, and I gave it to one of Rav Kook's disciples, and I asked him for whether he agrees with what I wrote, and he did just that. He took my letter, did this, and in about 2.5 minutes, he gave it back to me. So I said, you don't want to read it? And he said, I did. So he saw I was shocked, so he did the same thing with me. Started giving me comments on what I wrote. He said, here, you should write this different than that different. Okay, there are big people in this world. That's all I can say. I don't know. So there is such a blessing. When you see someone who's blessed, when you see someone who's a super genius, so then there's this blessing that one makes. Blessed is he who gave over some of his wisdom to those that fear him. So when Rabbi Chanina, b'reid Rav Ika, saw Rav Papa, and Rav Huna, b'reid Rav Yoshua, he said to them, when I see you two, I make two blessings. One, I make the blessing of how God gave of his wisdom to those that fear him. And the second blessing I make is Shechayonu. Amulei, ananami, kivan de chazitinchu, chashavtun iluvai, kesheishim ribo Israel, uvarichna alaihu gimel. Hanach ubirkat, hanach bet, ubaruch hachamarazim. So, I'm sorry, I got it backwards. They said to him, when we see you, we make these two blessings. He said to them, and when I see you too, so I make those two blessings, plus seeing you too is like seeing all of Israel. And there's a special blessing when you see 600,000 Jews amassed together. There's a blessing that's called Baruch HaChamarazim. Blessed is the one who is so smart that he knows all the secrets. He knows what everyone's thinking. He created every one of us different. But he knows what's going on in each of our minds. Amrulei, so they made two blessings when they saw him. He made three blessings when he saw them. So they said to him, Chakimat Kulihai, you're that smart that when you see us, it's like you've seen 600,000 Jews. It's like you saw over 500,000 Jews. Yavi Beyenayu Veshachif. They looked at him and he dropped dead. Look at that. So obviously this Gemara can't be understood literally. How could two rabbis equal 600,000 people? Why did they tell him, are you that smart? And what did they do when they looked at him that caused him to drop dead? So, okay. Obviously this needs work. There's a lot of discussion in the commentaries. What's going on here? Okay. I think we better leave it as a question than try to give an answer. Some questions are better than the answers you'll get. So the Gemara tells us something deeper that we don't understand. Okay. when you read these stories, that it's agadta, you have to know there's something going on here that we're not seeing. They're talking in their language, and we read it simply, and we say, hey, what did he do wrong? And what, you know, seems like he was a super genius. They made a blessing over his being such a genius. So then why did they cause him to drop dead? Okay, so that needs work. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi taught the following. Haro'e et ha'baha kanim. One who sees, I don't know what they call it in English. There are people who are lacking pigment, and they have light-colored skin, and they have light-colored hair. Albino, right. If you see an albino, Omer Baruch Meshaneh Briot, you make a blessing. Blessed is he that caused unusual, that created unusual creatures. Now, obviously, you don't walk up to him and say, Shalom Aleichem, let me make a blessing over you. That's not nice. I've seen geniuses who do that. We had an albino in yeshiva, not here, in Merkaz Arav, the first year I was there and the last year I was there. And of course, you're not supposed to do it that way. Meitive. So the Gemara asks, we have a brisa that says, Ha'atakushi v'etagichu v'etalavkan v'etakapach v'etananas v'etadonikus. I don't know exactly what that is. Different commentaries. Some say it's a person who's unusually red. So you see different people. You see a midget. The Bryce over here describes the different things that you might encounter that are unusual. So you make a blessing. Baruch Meshaneh Tabriot. Blessed is he who created creatures that are different, that are unusual. So, just one second. Etakitea. If you see someone who's feet were cut off, v'etasuma, and someone who's blind, v'ptuyei arosh, I don't know exactly what ptuyei arosh are, that's also some kind of problem, but I'm not sure what that is, v'etachiger, someone who's crippled, v'etamukeshchin, someone who's covered with boils, v'etabakanim, or someone who's an albino, omer baruch dayan ha'emet, he makes a blessing as though someone died, because God created someone in the world that is half dead. You know, a guy who's blind, his capacity to function in the world is very limited. So here we said you make a blessing over his being unusual. Here we said you make a blessing as though he's half dead. If he's an albino, then he in the days of the Talmud, they didn't think he'd have too much longevity. So what's going on here? Lo kasha, the Gemara says, no, it's not a contradiction. Ha mimei mo, ha batal dit yalid. It depends whether he was born that way or developed after he was born. Dekanami diktania dumya dekiteya. You see, when do you make a blessing over an albino that he's half dead? The Braisa describes it similar to one whose feet were cut off. Feet were cut off means it happens after he was born. If someone was born normal and then he becomes an albino, then you know that there's a health issue here and he doesn't have much left to live. So then, that's why that price says you make a blessing as though the person's dead. When we said you make a blessing about his being unusual, that was when he was born that way. Shema mina. You see, that's how it is. Tanu Rabbanan, we have another price. Haro'e pil. If someone sees an elephant. Kof. Kof is monkey. Kafuf. Some kind of unusual bird. I don't know what it is. Rashi gives us a French word. He says it has cheeks and lips like a human being. What kind of bird is that? I don't know. Omer Baruch Meshaneh Tabriot. So over these different creatures, he also makes a blessing. Blessed is he who created unusual creatures.
Still today you say this? It's not so unusual.
Oh, so it has to be something that's unusual for you to see. Meaning if you see monkeys every day, then no. I think that so long as you're not seeing it every 30 days, then you'd still make a blessing. Ra'briot tovot v'ilanot tovot. If you saw unusually good creatures or unusually good trees, so then omer baruch shekacha lo ba'olamo. When you see things that are exceptionally beautiful, you make a blessing. Blessed is he that made things like this in his world. Meaning he made things so beautiful in his world. Okay, we're up to the next Mishnah. Over a shooting star, over an earthquake, over thunder, over a tornado, and over lightning, you make a blessing. Blessed is he whose strength is throughout the world. And I remember when we were in yeshiva, there was an earthquake, and one of the people stood up in Beis Medrash and made the blessing right away out loud, and thanks to him, other people remembered to make the blessing, because the first second of an earthquake, you don't remember to make it. And you only have about a second, 2 seconds to make it. Toch kedei dibur. So as the earth was shaking, he got up and made the blessing out loud and reminded everyone, and everyone else made the blessing too. I didn't know there was an earthquake. I wasn't in the Beis Medrash. I heard about it later. I was in the room and I didn't sense it. My zikim, when the Mishnah says you make a blessing over zikim, what is that? Amal Shmuel, kochva de shavit, that's a shooting star. Amal Shmuel, now Shmuel, who was Shmuel? Remember, Shmuel was a famous doctor and an astronomer, and he was a disciple of Rebbe. He was the first generation of Amoraim, and he was of the disciples of Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who compiled the Mishnah. So Shmuel said, Nehiri li shvilei derekia keshvilei denarda. I have studied and I know the paths of the heaven. I know how to forecast where the stars will be situated. I know how to look at the sky and understand what's going on as well as I understand the paths of the city Narda that I live in. Lebal mekochva deshavit, the only exception is a shooting star. Delo yadana mayniu. I don't know what a shooting star is. He says, you talk to me about the rest of the galaxy, I know what I'm looking at. I know what's going on in the heavens. You talk to me about shooting stars, I don't know where they're coming from or where they're going to. Don't know how to predict that. V'gmire, and we have a tradition, delo aval kisla, that a shooting star will never pass the kisla, which is a part of the zodiac, the aval kisla chalvalman. If a shooting star ever gets beyond that, so then it can destroy the world. Now, so the Gemara says vaka hazina daval, but we see that sometimes a shooting star does pass the zodiac, the kisla and the zodiac. Says the Gemara, zivehu daval umitchaze kedavariu. What you see passing is the remnants, it's the light of the shooting star, it's not the star itself. If the star itself would collide into Earth, it would destroy Earth. It looks like the star is passing, but really what's passing is not really the complete star. Shmuel says, I know the skies like I know Narda. Now, if Shmuel is a great sage, so then how come he knows the city so well? I'd expect his head is always in the books. So if you'd ask him directions, he'd say, well, I know the way home and I know the way back, but I don't know all the side streets. What's Shmuel saying? I know the sky like I know my city. I'd expect that if he's a great sage, he shouldn't know his city too well. He should be focused on what he has to know and not waste his time knowing all the shortcuts and all the side streets of the city. So I once heard from Rav Giat, and he heard it from someone else, I don't remember whom, a beautiful pshat. He said, well, Shmuel had two professions. He was a giant in Torah. One of his professions was astronomy, and the other was medicine. And if you're a doctor, and you're standing in shul, and they come to you in the middle of Shabbos, and they tell you, on the other end of town, there's someone sick, you better know all the shortcuts, because that could be the difference between life and death. So Shmuel, by virtue of his position as a doctor, he had to know all the shortcuts. So that's what Shmuel's saying. I know the sky as well as I know the city, and I know the city the best, because that's my job. I have to save lives, so I know all the shortcuts in the city. Ma'ariv is at 7:30 or 7:35? 35? The schedule is at 7:30, but Rabbi Smith made the list. Okay, so we have another 2 minutes. Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yehoshua Amar. Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yehoshua, he said, "Vilonu de'mikra u'mechsi nehora de'rekia." There is some part of the heaven that's called Vilon. And when that gets a tear, so then you can look through it and see the lights that are beyond it. And that's what looks to us like a shooting star. That's, again, we don't understand what are the levels of the heaven. The Talmud says there are 7 heavens. One of them is Vilon. Vilon literally means a curtain. And when that gets a tear, you can see the light beyond it. We don't know what any of this means. Ravashi amar, kochva hu da'akar mehai gisa de kisla, v'chazilei chavrei mehach gisa, u'mivit u'michzei keman de'avar. Rav Ashi says, when you think you see a shooting star passing through the zodiac, through kisla, what's really happening is, the shooting star is coming, and it's causing other stars to shift, and that's what looks like as though that star itself is coming and crossing the Kisla. But what we said initially, that if a shooting star passed that stage of the zodiac, it could destroy our world, that's intact. Shmuel Rami. Shmuel asked the following contradiction. K'tiv, it says in the verse in Job, Oseh ash k'sil v'kima. God made the different parts of the zodiac, one of which is k'sil and one of which is kima. V'chtiv, Oseh kima v'chsil. So in the verse in Job, the order of creation is described as though God created the k'sil part of zodiac before kima. And in the prophecy of Amos, it's described in the reverse order. Ha-ketzad, ilmalei chamata shel k'sil lo mitkayem alma mipnei tzina shel kima. Vilmalei tzina shel kima lo mitkayem alma mipnei chamata shel k'sil. These two parts of the zodiac have reverse effects on planet Earth. Kima is a cold part of the zodiac. And kima would cause the Earth to be exceptionally cold, if not for the heat that emanates from k'sil. And the fact that the verses reverse their order is to indicate to us that you need this one to balance that one, and you need that one to balance this one. They're each having an opposite effect on Earth. V'gmire, and we'll have to pick up here with the gmire. Okay, we'll pick up here with Zachem next week.